Round slaver.
Oh, I'm in real pain right now.
This is a major remodel, you know. This is a disaster.
Was it programmed to stop before it took my head off?
Oh, well, that would be a, no. But you said make it more challenging, so.
Hence the live fire.
Live rounds again.
Poor Simon. What has she done to you?
I'm only trying to turn you into a lady.
And a lady should be modest.
Yes, a lady should be modest.
Brothers and sisters, today is the 15th of May, the first day of the planetary alignment. And we are still no nearer to discovering the location of the key. It seems we are running out of time. This is not acceptable. Mr. Powell, your explanation for this, please.
I have no explanation. Certainly no excuses. Except to once again respectfully remind the Council that we are working from clues based on ancient cosmological models, predating Aristotle. But I'm happy to announce that we are almost ready. And I am supremely confident that we will have our answer in time for the relevant planetary alignment.
So, we will have possession of the key in 1 week.
Yes, indeed. 1 week.
This is good news, Mr. Powell. But remember, we have only a single opportunity to retrieve the two halves of the triangle. And if we fail, we must wait another 5,000 years.
Well, I don't know about you, but that's more time than I'm prepared to commit to this enterprise.
We shall be ready.
Trust me.
We're not ready, are we?
No.
Good morning, Lara.
And what a beautiful morning it is. Back to work, I'm afraid.
It's adventure time.
Egypt again. It's nothing but pyramids and sand.
I know. Gets everywhere. In the cracks. Spanish galleon?
Do you know what day it is, Hilary?
Yes. Of course. The 15th.
And that is never a good day. I wish we could get back the time that was stolen from us. My father would love to have seen this. Tonight, Pluto and Neptune align with Uranus. It's the first stage of the alignment of all nine planets, culminating in a full solar eclipse. It only happens once every 5,000 years.
When is the eclipse?
In 1 week from today. But there is plenty to look out for until then.
I still have you, Daddy.
Yes, you do. The exact alignment of planets necessary to activate the triangle only occurs once every 5,000 years. But that proved to be just long enough for little Lara Croft to grow up and to find it.
Thank you.
Sorry, fellas. That's business.
Right.
Okay, I'm coming.
We have 83 rooms. Why can't you live in the house?
Well, I'm a free spirit, me.
Right.
What's that smell?
5 a.m. Let's go.
This had better be good.
It's a clock.
I found it last night. It was ticking.
Must be one of them ticking clocks, eh?
It was hidden in a secret room.
Ooh.
Bryce, don't stop.
Well, Nara, it's a clock. It ticks. It tells the time. It's wrong.
It started ticking last night during the first stage of the alignment.
Well, gonna need some coffee. Okay, in we go. Looks pretty ordinary to me.
I'll keep looking.
Your coffee, sir. Decaf latte with non-fat milk.
Oh, champion. Steaming sump oil.
Wait. What did you do?
I don't know. What did I do?
Where is that?
I don't know. I just took my hand off the fiber optics.
What is that?
Bugger.
Screw 13 to quadrant 4. Screw 14 to quadrant 3. Oh, please. It's my map, so I know where they all came from.
Camouflage.
Okay. Hidden within. What is that?
The all-seeing eye.
Lot 121, a Louis XV Ormolu mounted bracket clock, showing on my left. £1,800,000. £1,800,000. Thank you. £1,800,000. £1,900,000. £2,000,000. £2,000,000. £2,100,000. £2,100,000. £2,100,000. Any advance on £2,100,000. Any more? £2,000,000. £2,200,000. Thank you, sir. £2,200,000. £2,200,000. £2,300,000. £2,400,000. Ladies bid. £2,400,000 now. £2,400,000. Against you, sir. £2,500,000? No. £2,400,000 then. Ladies bid at £2,400,000. £2,500,000 in a new place at £2,500,000. Any more at £2,500,000. So. Lot 122.
Nara, my dear.
Oh, Mr. Wilson.
Let's go into my study. Let me take that for you.
Lara Croft. I don't believe it.
I'll just be a minute.
Hi.
You are still pretending to be a photojournalist? You know, I think it's really cool that you still have a day job. Even though it's obviously just for show.
So, Alex, are you still pretending to be an archaeologist?
Laurie, do we always have to fight like this? I mean, maybe we don't.
Maybe we do.
Why?
You stole my prayer wheel.
Stole? Stole? From you? You know, that's funny. You know, it's not like you ever really owned them or anything.
Hey, you're the Tomb Raider.
Mr. West, we are ready for you.
Oh, I think your clients need you. Go ahead. You're wanted on the floor. After all, as you once said, so memorably, it's all just a business, right? So go do business. Go.
Laura. Laura,
only one of the dials is working. It glows, like the eye, less so. But it seems to be getting brighter. And it's also running backwards. Like it's not so much keeping time, but counting down to something.
Yes.
And look at the back. It's as though it fits into something. Almost like a key.
Yes. Yes, fascinating. Incredibly beautiful.
My father once told me of a magical triangle stamped with the all-seeing eye. He said it gave its possessor extraordinary power, the power to control time. He called it the triangle of light. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't. We always steer this own course. Your father, he was a great man. Would you like some port? It's really very fine.
No.
I can't help you, Laura. This clock truly is a mystery. See, I had a second thought about that clock. There is a man who may be able to help you.
I gave him your number. His name is Manfred Powell. You should see him.
Oh, thank you. I will.
Goodbye, Laura.
You take care.
Thank you.
Lady Croft.
Ah, Mr. Powell.
Oh, no. Adams, no. I'm actually his associate, Mr. Pimms.
Mr. Pimms?
Yeah, like the beverage.
Yeah, she's here.
What does Mr. Powell do?
He's a lawyer. I'm his law clerk. It's a fairly recent appointment, but yeah, enjoying it. A lot of varied work. So.
A lawyer.
Isn't it obvious? Lady Croft, my pleasure. Manfred Powell, QC.
Good morning.
I believe you are quite an authority on things ancient and mythological.
Oh, I travel.
No. Mr. Wilson said you were quite the archaeologist. Please.
He's very sweet.
He knew your father, I believe.
Yes, they were great friends.
I had the honor of meeting him myself once, in Venice. I'm so sorry to hear about his death.
This is the clock I spoke of.
Very interesting.
It's a shame you only brought photographs.
Nevertheless, it is fascinating. You said it started ticking the night of the alignment.
Yes. You said you were a lawyer?
Yes.
And the study of clocks is a hobby?
This is an obsession. Really my speciality. My practice centers around antiquities.
Mm.
But the origin of this clock completely eludes me. I think I've never seen anything quite so beautiful that I know so little about. This is a pleasurable torment.
My ignorance amuses me.
Yes,
well, I've always found your ignorance quite amusing. Powell, however, is not ignorant.
No?
No. He's a liar.
Anything you need?
No. Thank you, Henry.
Don't you stay up too late.
I won't.
Come on.
Are you okay?
Right. I'm in the equipment room. They're stealing my body clock.
I know, I saw them.
Bryce, you have to be my eyes.
Right, are you armed?
After a fashion. Yes.
All right. Three bad guys. Number one, standing by the Aston Martin. Bingo!
Next.
Okay. Number two, crouched by the McLaren. Oh, bugger! Are you okay?
I just found my car keys.
You're done, mate. Nice one.
They've all gone.
Well, they got what they came for. Sorry about that.
That's fine.
Lady Lara Croft?
Yes. You have something for me? I woke up this morning and I just hated everything.
Right.
Oh.
Thanks.
Who's
dribbling Clive Winterset then?
Sounds like a bunch of lawyers.
They are a bunch of lawyers.
Hmm. Oh, well, I'll shut my face again.
You are nosy.
I'm not nosy. I saw the name. It's a funny name. I just asked her what the name was.
Lara?
My father. It's written before he died. And delivered today as per his instructions.
Climbing.
Holy shit.
Thank you.
see a world in a grain of sand, and a heaven in a wild flower. Hold infinity in the palm of your hand, and eternity in an hour. William Blake.
My darling daughter, I knew you'd figure this out. If you're reading this letter, I'm no longer with you, and I miss you, and love you always and forever. It also means I have failed, and must place an awful burden on your shoulders. Lara, by now I'm sure you will have discovered the clock I concealed. The clock is the key, Lara. It will unlock the hiding place of two pieces of a sacred icon. This is the magical triangle I told you about when you were a little girl. The triangle of light. This is no bedtime story. The triangle was forged from metal found in the crater of a meteor that had fallen to Earth at the exact moment of the previous alignment of the nine planets. The people of the light built a great city in this crater where they worshipped the triangle for its ability to control time. Gave its possessor a power that could be used for good or great evil. Their abuse of this power led to the destruction of the city. Be sure no man would ever again wield this power, they split the triangle into two pieces and hid them at opposite ends of the earth. Lara, do you remember the jasmine that only grows in one temple along the ancient Khmer Trail in Cambodia? Find that, and you will have found the entrance to the tomb of the Dancing Light, where the first half of the triangle is hidden. You must be there at the exact moment of the second phase of the planetary alignment. You must hurry. You have very little time, and as the planets move into alignment, the world will be in great danger. For the secret society known as the Illuminati, devious, dangerous men, who seek to fulfill an ancient prophecy by reuniting the two halves and attaining the triangle's awesome and terrible powers. This you must prevent at all costs. So, Lara, I'm asking you to complete my work to find and destroy both halves of the triangle.
How are you going to get to Cambodia and get the clock back in 15 hours.
I'll be calling in a favor.
What kind of favor?
Well, that is a secret. If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Helicopter, you on target, over?
Right on target. Thank you, boys. Over and out.
Thank you.
22 minutes to the next alignment. We have to work faster.
Son of Lady Croft.
Not yet.
Laura's overrated. She's good, don't get me wrong. But she's in it for the glory. Whereas I'm in it for the money.
Fortunately, into the belly of the beast.
And out of the demon's ass.
Thank you.
Remember, what we are looking for is hidden not only in space, but also in time. The clock is the key.
Stone's embrace, the wheel of heaven will turn, exhume the light from its watery grave, to receive the gift of heaven, as you are condemned to the depths of hell. Right, so, pretty much touch anything and you get your head chopped off.
We have 2 minutes, Mr. West. You're the Tomb Raider. Figure it out. Mr. West! Tempest Fugit.
Yes, time flies.
It's the swords! Come on, guys! Get up here! Give me a hand here! That's it. Coming down! I want them all down! Take them, carry them across the ladders! Come on, guys! Let's hustle! All right. Now fly them into the slots over there.
We place the clock here at the exact moment of a light.
Come on, let's go. Move it. Too slow, ladies. Too slow. Come on.
That's it.
Count it down. The timing needs to be exact.
No shit.
County.
You're making a big mistake.
41. 40. Oh. 39.
Alex West.
38. Hey, Laura. 37.
Tourist visa?
No, I'm working.
Lady Croft, tell me, is there a good reason why I just kept you alive?
Yes. That is not the true I.
This is the true I.
It's not, actually. It's a mirror image.
Miss Croft, I think you're trying to cheat me out of my little ray of sunshine.
Why would I try and cheat you out of anything now? I need you to get the piece so I can steal it from you later.
You're bluffing. Julius, make a mental note. Kill Miss Croft if she attempts any such thing.
Yes, sir, Mr. Powell.
Well, we can do it my way, or we can all come back in time for the next alignment, and you're welcome to try and kill me then. In, say, another 5,000 years.
Twelve, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
I guess she was right. The lock must pierce the urn. Come on.
It's slowing down. Never gonna make it.
and water. The clock.
Go.
Thank you.
Laura, give it up.
Are you going to shoot me, Alex? My phone is wet.
Yes? Ah, Lady Croft, how are you?
Alive.
And kicking, I hope.
And you?
Superlative. Of course, I digress. You have my half of the triangle.
And you have my father's clock.
Listen, my dear, without each other, we are quite useless at this point.
We should reevaluate our position. Like it or not, you and I are in business together.
We should have a business meeting.
You mean you'd love to have another opportunity to try and kill me?
Oh, that's harsh. But perhaps. Wait and see. Come to Venice. Via Dolorosa.
Wonderful. Bye then.
Harder.
Here it comes. Hide, everybody. Look out. It's some sort of machine.
Bryce.
Hello?
Bryce, come here.
Hello?
Bryce, it's Laura. I found the temple. Ran into Mr. Powell.
Did you get the clock?
No. But I got the first piece.
Oh, beautiful. Smashing.
Seems I'm level pegging with Mr. Powell.
Well, won't he just want to kill you now?
No, silly.
His problem is that he needs the piece that I have. Until then, I'm his new best friend.
What about the other half? The final alignment is in 66 hours and 53 minutes, and we've still got no idea where the second piece is in.
He's going to tell me where the second piece is.
He will?
Bryce, trust me. Pack for Venice.
Pack for where? Hello, Laura? Bye, then.
Drink. Rest.
There's no rest for the wicked.
You got what you came for?
I did, yes.
Too bad. Bad for the world.
The world is safe now.
Little bit safer, perhaps. Because you will go on. Your father said you will never give up.
You knew my father.
Now, drink. Finish your tea. It tastes quite bad. But it is good for you. See?
Good evening.
You're with the Illuminati.
Beg your pardon. There's no such thing. It's just a bedtime story.
Illuminati.
The people of the light. Have you brought my triangle? No, of course you haven't. You've hidden it somewhere.
Well, you can keep the triangle you have, and I will keep your father's clock, and we can be partners.
Who sits here?
We can be partners and go for the big prize, the triangle of light.
Yes, but who sits here?
It's an incredible dream. An awesome power. Could set right so many wrongs.
I don't think you sit here, do you?
I sit here. On God's right hand. As it were. In fact, I now sit exactly where your father sat.
You're lying.
No. No, he mentored me in the Order. It was truly an honor.
I don't believe you. My father was not with the Illuminati, he would have told me.
He had a great many secrets.
Not from me.
Especially from you. I know what you want, Lara.
Oh, I doubt it.
Another life with your father. A second chance. It'll be within my power to give. The triangle gives its possessor the power of God to move back and forth through time. Undo the past. Help me. And you will get what I know you want.
To have your father return to you.
And how do I know once I gave you that piece that you wouldn't then just try to kill me?
Would it make it easier for you? On more familiar ground? If I killed you now?
Will you reconsider?
Hello, Alex.
I suppose you think I'm a greedy, unscrupulous sellout and do just about anything for money.
Yes, that's right.
Well, the money bit's true, I guess.
Is it, Alex? If you cross me, we may not be able to remain friends. Always a pleasure.
Now for a cold shower.
I think we're in big trouble.
All this, will you?
Yeah. They already think that we have laid across a piece of the triangle.
Yes, they think it's in that box you're carrying right now.
Is it?
Why don't you worry about something else?
Of course it's not.
I don't understand. What chance of success do we have without the peace?
Zero. Don't dwell on it. Ah, Lady Croft. What a nice surprise.
Thank you.
Well, time to save the universe again then, is it?
Absolutely.
Is really necessary?
Well, one Tomb Raider is good, two better.
Your bum's gone to sleep again. All down the left cheek.
Really? Fascinating.
How much longer?
A few hours. We have to take the last star overland.
Helicopters won't fly near the ruined city.
It's a dead zone.
Cube.
Broken here.
Must find the eye! All of you! Hurry! We're running out of time! Hurry! Hurry!
Inside the sun.
these two parts, the past and the present. At last, we of the Illuminati will control time and fulfill the sacred promise to our ancestors. Soon, the entire world...
Enough of this twaddle.
What you hope for, Mr. Powell?
Oh, Lara. I have a gut instinct about this. After all, you are the daughter of a genius. Let me test my theory.
You had to let him go. No more bubbles.
You show me how to complete the triangle.
We can change his fate.
If you deliver me the power of God, I will spare him. It's only a little trip back in time. But I'm pretty sure you figured out the answer to the problem. And then, of course, there's the loss of your father. I can change that.
Better be ready for this. Unhook your laser sight.
Do it.
Why did you not tell me about the Illuminati?
You were only a child.
You could have written in your journals. You never mentioned it, not once.
Lara, I burst to tell you everything. But in the fierceness of my own battles, I strove to tell you only that which would inspire you and keep you safe. I love you so much.
But I've missed you.
And I've missed you. I know why you came here. Why you took the power of the light. This must not happen.
Why? Why can't we use the power just this once? Why can't you stay?
We can't change time.
But time was stolen from us. And it's not fair.
No, it's not fair. But you have stolen time itself. And you must give it back. You must destroy the trial.
Suddenly I feel so alone.
You're never alone. I'm with you always, just as I've always been.
Begged for his life when we caught him betraying us. He pleaded like a baby. Surrender.
Never.
He seemed particularly concerned that I shouldn't take this.
Lara, no! The place is coming down! This is insane!
Get them out of here.
You just hurry.
There you go. Safe and sound.
No guns.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Quiet.
What?